Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Hit the follow button and share this podcast. Now, let's get into some things. Now, Tory Lanez has finally been charged with the shooting of Meg Thee Stallion. Well, it's about time. Now, the Los Angeles prosecutors have charged Lanez with shooting Meg Thee Stallion during an argument, hitting her in the feet. And I don't know if it's true or not, but the word on the curb is, before he shot her, he yelled out, "Dance, bitch," and shot her in the feet. This happened in Hollywood Hills on July 12th. Lanez faces two felony charges, one count of assault with a semi-automatic firearm and carrying a loaded, unregistered firearm in the vehicle. We hate to hear it. Lanez, who is 28, is due to be arraigned Tuesday in Los Angeles. If convicted, he faces a maximum of about 23 years. When we come back, I'll give you my commentary on this topic. Yes, honey. Now, Meg Thee Stallion, whose real name is Megan Pete, is identified as the complainant. Lanez has yet to publicly speak on the incident. Y'all remember September 24th when he tricked y'all into thinking he was about to spill the tea? You know, tell his side of the story. When actually, he was just trying to get y'all attention because he was dropping that raggedy-ass album, Daystar, which, word on the curb, is not doing numbers at all. I knew that. I knew people wasn't interested in hearing a cute little tunes from Tory. They just downloaded the songs just to be nosy and see if he actually was saying something about the incident. And on top of that, the other half of the population just don't give a damn. Lanez's bail will be set at $1.1 million at his arraignment. We hate to see it. Lanez, go ahead and head for the border. I don't know if they can expedite you from Canada. Good luck with that trial after you sent the text to Meg right after you allegedly shot her, saying you were sorry, you was just really drunk. Boy, bye. That's all for now, guys. Bye.